Welcome back, hour number two. It's always a pleasure to talk to Jordan, and he's been a man alone at the top for over 50 years of exploring, researching, and ultimately synthesizing and understanding and reporting on how the world really runs. Hello, Jordan. Welcome back.
Well, hello, Jeff, and I'm always happy to be back with you.
Thank you.
And
thank
I'm,
you.
Of course, at my age, I'm happy to be anywhere.
Oh, that's funny. But, well, you sound like you're going to be around for a while longer, so don't make any reservations yet.
Okay. That sounds good anyway. So anyway, there's just so much going on that I don't even know where to start, but we were talking about did we put this the symbol up? Or I was going to talk with you about
which one is it?
The one I sent you
today. I didn't get anything today.
I think I sent it to you yesterday, and you said we could talk about that symbol.
Let me find it. I'll put it up real quick.
Well, anyway, what it was is that back in 2005, I was on Coast to Coast, and toward the very last part of the interview, I started to get into the British Israel World Federation, and blank, my phone was shut off. And when it went dead, right in the middle of the interview, when it went dead, I heard it came back on a few seconds later. It came back on, and I could hear people talking and walking around in a room, and it had to be a rather small room because I could hear the reverberation of them walking and talking around in the room. And one guy said something to the I don't remember exactly, but said something to the effect, you know, we're going to have to do something about this character. And so I knew that the government is the only one that can shut a phone off. So I was not able to go back on the radio. They shut my phone down.
Wow.
And the computer and Skype and all of that was shut down. And so I decided that if they're that close to me and shutting me down, that I'm going to unplug my hard drives from the computer, and
sure,
I'm going to unplug the computer from
the
wall.
I'm going to have the image up in just a minute here under your name. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. That's good then. So anyway, I unplugged everything, and then I unplugged the computer itself from the wall. And so I figured now if they're, whatever they were going to do, I'd shut down everything. So that's
you've put up a buffer, a barrier, you're safe, you're okay.
Well, so, but the point of the story is that I left it off for a couple, 3 days. I didn't use my computer at all.
Uh-huh.
And then about 3 days later, after that incident, I decided to plug the computer back in. And so I plugged it into the wall and rebooted the computer. And the first thing that came up was a strange-looking symbol on my screen. And I immediately felt that this was something dark. I don't know what this means, but the mere fact that it got on my computer, even though the computer was unplugged from the wall, it got on my computer anyway, and I knew there was something wrong because, if you unplug from the wall, there should be nothing.
Absolutely.
There.
No way.
And so when I saw that, I knew somebody is using high technology to put something on my computer screen that you don't even have to have a computer plugged in. And so I've asked around to a lot of people if they have ever seen a symbol like this and what it might mean. A couple of people have come very close. They sent me a couple of pictures that were rather similar to that symbol, but that thing I have not actually seen anywhere, and that's why I was kind of wondering if maybe there might be somebody in the audience who might know what that symbol means or where it came from. Something has bothered me all the way since 2005 when I first saw it on my...
I've sent it twice to get it posted right under your name, so it'll be there in a couple minutes.
Yeah, that's okay. So it just taught me, and then incidentally I found out later on, it so happened that it came out in the on the web and the news that it was the CIA and NSA had an office. They have an office in San Francisco at the telephone main building in San Francisco, the main telephone office in Frisco. The CIA and NSA have an office in the phone office.
Right.
They have their own office. And there was articles talking about that. If you go back to 2005 and look it up, you'll see there's a lot of talk was going on about what these CIA and NSA were doing to people's phone calls. And so I thought, well, there it is. I knew there was something going on. But again, still, that particular symbol has bothered me ever since, and I never have been able to figure it out. My gut feeling is it very well could be some kind of a map of some sort, some kind of a map indicating the presence of or communication from somewhere else, because I don't know what kind of technology we have that can, you know, put pictures on your website or put pictures on your computer.
Why not? I think they have technology that's 30, 40 years ahead of what we would even be able to imagine. So
I'm sure. I'm sure of that. Yeah. So, but anyway, I just wanted to see if maybe somebody in the audience might can, shed some light on that symbol.
As soon as it goes up, I'll let everybody know.
Say it again.
As soon as it goes up, I'll let everyone know. We'll go back and take a look at it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So anyway, my God, where are we from day to day on this lunacy? I'm really very, very serious when I say I'm seeing, and we've talked about this before, but I am legitimately seeing the whole human race is being led. And I do mean the entire human family on the earth is being manipulated, exploited, and ultimately led into some kind of a chaotic catastrophe, which is going to affect the life of human life on the earth and ultimately the destiny of this human experiment. I call it just a human experiment, and it's I don't know where it's going to go, but I know that you don't want to know. It's
I think you're right, and I think we've been through this. We Homo sapiens many times over the 4.5 billion years the planet's been here. I think we've crawled up into a technological age and destroyed ourselves over and over again. I don't think we've learned much. It's the same old thing.
I think you're exactly right.
There's a wonderful book called A Canticle for Leibowitz, and it explains that, how the records of these civilization crashes had been stored at some monastery or something, and they were the most secret information on the planet. Anyway, interesting story, interesting book. A Canticle, C-A-N-T-I-C-L-E, for Leibowitz. Very interesting. It does make that basic point that we continue to blow it every time.
Yep. And we know that there have been highly incredible civilizations, technologically and intellectually superior to anything we can even come up with. And so we are given to understand that we are the ultimate creation in the universe. We started off as cavemen, and look at us today. We're going to the moon. And so we are progressing intellectually in every way today. In actual point of fact, that's exactly the opposite. We are digressing. We are going backwards. We're nowhere near the intellectual and spiritual presence on the earth that the ancients presented. Today, we haven't the faintest idea in the world what we're doing. Our technological advance reminds me of the story of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
well, here's what's going on. As you know very, very well, the sheep are being made dumber and dumber while technology leaves them in the ancient dust of history. That's what's going on. So the masses are just, it's over. There's no way they can engage and come out ahead or even break even with the New World Order and the technology behind it. It isn't going to happen. It just isn't.
No doubt about it. And that's why I keep saying that the light at the end of the tunnel is a train coming. Because I really don't feel, and I've said this before, and I know it's not something people like to hear, but if you're intellectually honest and if you're well informed and been looking at the world for some 60 years, it becomes overwhelmingly obvious that where we were, you know, 1,000 years ago, as opposed to where we were, you know, 50 years ago, it's all actually going downhill. Because the guys who are running this planet, who have set up a system whereby they think they own the planet, and if they own the planet, obviously they own all life on it, so therefore they own the human family.
Right.
And what they have in mind for us, they're just playing games with us, but eventually they are bringing us to a catastrophe on the earth where there will be no longer any fresh water, clean food, clean air, no respect for family, artificial intelligence doing your job, so there's no need for you.
Right.
And and I am totally convinced that the so-called spiritual understanding of the different religions of the world today is given to us by a higher intelligence that has manipulated us and to believing all of these off-the-wall, strange belief systems that are existing in the world today.
They're diversions.
That's all it is. And I'm just amazed at how many people have not come to that conclusion. And, you know, you get masses and masses of people in the Islamic world worshiping Allah and have no idea in the world where Allah comes from. And where that ancient religion existed and where it came from and what it was a long time ago. And Christianity today has no resemblance whatsoever to the so-called Christian religion of, say, 1500 to 2000 years ago. Christianity was a totally different kind of theology than what we have today. Totally different. Has no connection whatsoever to modern day Christianity, has no connection whatsoever to the original, the original concepts and belief system that we today call ancient Christianity.
Right.
And so that's a whole story in itself, where our religions have really come from. And while I have many friends who are religious people who are good friends, but if you're intellectually honest and look at where the three major religions of the world have actually come from, both Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all three have come directly from, can be traced directly back to the Hindu religion in India.
Well,
all
I would
three
suggest
are
that
modern day Hindu religions. Say it again.
I was going to suggest that before you mentioned Hindu, that Israel does not rank number three. 0.37% of the world population. There are a hell of a lot more Hindus and Buddhists than that. So I don't know. But you're right. It does. In terms of power, it's the top three.
Yeah, but if you, all three religions, this is important, all three religions, both Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all three tell you that their father was Abraham, that they are an Abrahamic religion.
Uh-huh.
And so, well, they're all three brothers, they all three have the same father, but all three are killing each other. But then when you find out, when you do some research and you find out there never was an Abraham. Abraham never existed. There was no such a man named Abraham, period. And while most people hearing me will think this is lunacy, well, in point of fact, no, you need to go back and do some homework and you will find where the idea of Abraham came from. In India, many centuries ago and still today in India, there is a priesthood called the Brahmins. And if you'll go back into the Bible, in the first books of the Bible, you will find that Abraham was not the person's name. It was actually Abram, A-B-R-A-M, Abram. And later on, Abram had his name changed to Abraham. But originally it's Abram. Well, that's important because if you go back to India, in ancient India, and there still is today, a priesthood called the Brahmins. And they refer to themselves and are known to their fellows in India as God's chosen people. And so this whole idea of God's chosen people goes back to the Brahmins. Well, you put an A in front of Brahmin, it becomes Abram, Abraman. And so this is where we get Abram, or Abraham, comes from Brahman. And according to the Brahman religion, there is a goddess that is very popular, very important in the Brahman religion, and that goddess is called Saraswati. There's even a river. There was a river in India called the Saraswati River. So you got Abraman and Sarah. And from Abraman and Sarah, you've got the whole concept of God's chosen people, Abraman or Abraham. And so then you find out the actual foundations, the very foundations of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are all based on Hinduism, and nobody seems to know. Like George Carlin says, nobody seems to care, nobody seems to read or care about such things, and the wars keep going, and they're getting worse with the industrial complex, getting worse wars every day, but nobody seems to have done any serious research on where Abraham religions come from. It's all Hinduism. It all goes back to the, and then of course in Christianity you've got the Lord Krishna or Lord Christ or Christos becomes Lord Christos or Lord Christ or Christ the Lord. This is Hinduism. So I'm just saying that now that the world is covered with the ancient Hindu and the ancient religions and pagan religions of the world, it is now finally catching up to us. All of this dark secrets and all this hidden religious, political manipulation of the destiny of the human race is now finally catching up with us. And now we are in trouble because we don't know where to turn. And so if you're thinking about going to God, well, good luck, because God is simply the word dog spelled backwards. So when you start looking at theology and where it has all come from and the implications of our religions of where it's taking us, we as humans on the earth have got a total misunderstanding of who we are, where we've come from, and in fact, where we're going at this moment. It's very, very frightening because I see it's a massive, massive movement toward the time of the end. And people, generally speaking, around the world have no idea in the world what's going on. As long as their bellies are full with their beer and their and their steak dinners.
What's the basic template, honestly? They're born. If they're lucky, they survive childhood with enough food and, quote, family structure. They grow up. They become sexually active. They breed. They leave children. They increase the population and reduce the available food supply. They grow old. They commit crimes. And then they're elderly and they die. I mean, that's kind of a simple-minded statement, but it applies to an awful lot of people and cultures on this planet.
Well, of course it does, and that's basically what I'm saying. saying the same thing. That just there's nothing new under the sun, as the scripture says. What we're doing today is, you know, the more we progress and change, the more we stay the same. We're still worshiping the same old pagan deities coming out of the ancient India, ancient Iraq, ancient world of Egypt. Our religions are just as filled with deception and manipulation of words and terms and ideas and concepts.
The
whole world is just in darkness.
What do most people, and I know a lot of you will say, well, they don't have the opportunity, and most don't. But really, what do the masses contribute to the well-being of the planet? They consume and they leave refuse and they
see that's
further,
the way I think.
Yeah. Well,
that's the way I think. I look at the world. I don't say it publicly because I know people don't
want to
hear.
Well, we've always felt this way, going back over 20 years, but we don't talk about it because it's not PC, it's not palatable to a lot of people, but that's the bottom line. We went in 30 years from 5 billion people on the planet to 7.5 billion. We increased by 2.5 billion in only 30 years. And what do the masses of those people achieve, contribute, or accomplish? And I'm not blaming them. I'm just asking the question. What do they understand? Yep. Nothing.
I know. That's what's frightening to me, because governments and the whole idea of mind control and propaganda is so well perfected today with the advent of computers and motion pictures and and the mass media. That the whole human race is like a herd of cattle out there on the plains.
Well, I'm not sure that cattle don't have more dignity in some ways. they're not out gang raping in Europe.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
I mean, this is not human behavior, and cows don't gang rape. So let's put this group where they belong, right?
Yep.
Way down there.
Well, I know, and that's why I've been saying that for many years.
You know me, and I know you, and we've always been on the same page on this, and it's just, it's sad to have to say it, but to not say it would be a lie, so there you go.
Well, you're right. All right. So that's why I try in my work to awaken people to think. My dear friend Steve Allen used to say to me, what you're doing is controversial. And he said, perhaps you might want to, instead of telling people the horrible truth, ask questions that would make make people think about what the answer might be. And so I've tried to do that too,
if you've been listening
and not be preachy. Right. I look at the world today, and I have no idea where it's going to go. But the one thing I do know is that when you get the entire Earth all going in the wrong direction, it doesn't bode well for the whole experiment that we call the human family, because the humans are now too much like the animals. You know, they are. They stick together, but they have no idea what they're doing. They're just hungry, want to eat, and then they end up fighting and wars, and they have belief systems. And so, I'm trying to educate people today is very difficult, and especially when you are harassed and condemned for doing so. And I've got a lot of that over the years of condemnation and people claiming all kinds of things about me.
Well, especially, it's okay. You're getting the filth and the targeting because you're right on point. You're right where you need to be. People don't want that. Some of the attacks on you are government. They have real-time people doing this now. Some of it is just from deformed people. And there are lots of those out there. So the symbol that Jordan and I were talking about is up below his name in guests. Okay, so let's see.
So do I go? I scroll down to my name?
Look at your name and guests. You have to reload the page.
Okay. I'll reload the page. And so are you there now?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm looking.
Okay.
There's
okay, so
Jordan, and look, it says, what is this symbol under your name in Guess?
Yep, okay. I'm just going down the line till I...
On the left-hand side, yeah.
Yep. I'm just going down till I find it. But you're seeing it too, right?
So oh, yeah, I got it pulled up.
Everybody
yeah.
else is seeing it.
Yep.
So my question is, has anyone got any ideas about what this symbol actually means, where it came from?
You'll look and you'll see a picture of Muslims burning things in the streets and fighting in the center column. And on the left, it says Tuesday. And then there are guests right there. Jordan is the second guest. And look under that. What is this symbol?
Okay, so hold on. I'm looking for it myself now. So,
it says Tuesday in green.
Say it again.
Tuesday in green letters.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Right below my picture, a couple of inches.
Yep. Anyway, if you were seeing it...
yeah, everybody's got it.
Okay.
So did you find your name?
Oh, it's right under my name. Okay,
yeah.
There it is. Okay, so what is this symbol? There it is. That's it. So I don't know if anybody has any ideas or if anybody's seen anything similar to this, but this is the symbol that appeared on my screen when my computer was totally
disconnected for 3 days.
Yeah, I kept it off for about 3 days.
Yeah.
And then when I finally rebooted the computer after being unplugged for 3 days, that one symbol was on my screen.
Well, be happy it wasn't child porn.
Yeah, well...
they could have thrown that in there, too.
I don't know what the implications of this thing is. I've seen others that were somewhat similar. They were supposedly directions from out in the universe, somehow symbolic. From somewhere else in the universe, like maybe a map of some kind, or maybe it's telling you something.
Well, we're back to the crop circle conundrum. What's
yeah,
it mean?
That's true.
What's it all mean? What do these yeah. symbols mean? I don't know. It's certainly not the golden arches. We know that.
Nope.
And, and it looks a little bit, I mean, there is some uniformity and repetition in there, which is interesting.
Yeah, and there's like eight crosses. Or
yeah.
and
squiggles, we'll call them four squiggles and four C's at the end of the long cross. So you got four C's at noon, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. There's a C at the end of the long line. And uh-huh. you got seven cross, eight, no, two, four, six, eight crosses in the middle. And four more straight lines with a, looks like a serpent on the end of it. A
yep.
squiggle. So, I don't know. Don't know.
I have no idea, but my gut feeling is that it's some kind of a communication about where somebody is. It's some kind of a map out there in space from where somebody has come from. I don't know. That's just my take on it.
Maybe it's just a doodle, Jordan.
but the thing that drives me on this and continues to capture my imagination is the mere fact that how did it get on my computer when the thing was unplugged from the wall for 3 days? And so that's what bothers me is that.
Well, remember Netcam sitting on top of your screen, even when it's turned off. They have the ability to activate the camera and watch you.
Well,
they
yeah,
can turn
I,
the microphone
I,
on
I
your computer and listen to you.
Yep, and I know about that. That's why I usually put a black electrical tape across the middle of my
right.
screens. That's where the cameras are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, but anyway, I am totally convinced, though, because of my experiences, that we are being watched by a higher power. I don't know that it's good. I tend to feel that it's very, very bad presence that's watching us. And I don't know what to say about the good side, because I don't see a whole lot of good, you know, being done for the human family. But I do see the very obvious presence of a dark intelligence guiding the human race. And then when you begin to see, you know, the idea and begin to really understand this, you know, eyes wide shut concepts of how the wealthy and the powerful people maintain their wealth. You know, this whole idea of selling your soul to the devil has become, to me, something very, very serious, because I think that is exactly correct. I think you can do that. You can sell your soul to the dark side.
Well, we have videotape examples of numerous celebrities admitting it.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Many, many. And they say, you know, and there was no possible way for them to become so successful, but they made a deal with the devil, and overnight they got what they wanted. And so that tells me the mere fact that the dark side, or what you might call the devil, whatever that those dark entities are, that we don't know what they are, but they're here, but the mere fact that they would deal with you and give you what you want, and payment for you giving them your soul. Think about that. If you really want something bad enough, you sell your soul to the devil, mm-hmm. and in point of fact, you get what you wanted precisely. Mm-hmm. Now, that brings me to this conclusion. Why would this higher power, it's telling you that the highest power on the earth that can give you anything you want must be the devil? Because you can pray to God all day, and you know, you might get something, you may not. But if you pray to the devil and you give your soul to the devil, you are guaranteed.
That seems to be the message from Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah. And so, but my point being on this is that there must be something about the afterlife when you leave here, that you are not dying. You're not dying, and you're not, it's not going to be a blank when you leave here. There is something on the other side, without a doubt. Why? Because somebody on the other side, no matter how dark and evil it is, they want your soul on the other side, and they will give you what you want in this system if you will sell your soul. So that means that your soul is important. And when you die, you will find out what the rest of the story was that you didn't know while you were here. And so that's what makes me to believe that there's something really awesome going on, because the human family has lost its soul. It's lost its meaning. It's lost its way. And it's been filled with lies and deception. And now there's really, I mean, what kind of hope can you have for a whole world of mankind that are believing all kinds of religious beliefs that have been given to us by someone higher than we are? There must be some sort of a dark power that is feeding these ideas and feeding our scientific community, too.
Absolutely.
Scientists are being led by the dark side,
yes.
Period.
Yes. There's no argument. It's an inarguable position you present. It has to be.
Yeah because all of our sciences are now directly connected to the military-industrial complex, motion pictures, television shows, magazines, media is all about how important we are and our military standing. Virtually, there is nothing of any intrinsic human value in television, nowhere out in the great, you know, who was that, if I remember correctly, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission was retiring many years ago, and he made a statement at the dinner, this retirement dinner, that the media, television and motion pictures and the media, was a great wasteland. And television especially, he said, is a great wasteland.
That's, tell you who that was. Former FCC chairman Newton Minow.
Yes.
I think that's who it was.
And how he said what he did.
Yeah.
He said something to the effect that our media is nothing but a vast wasteland. And I'm thinking, he's the head of the Communications Commission, and he's saying the whole thing is a vast wasteland. Hell, I knew that when I was a kid, but to have him say that in public. So I don't know. I just continue to believe that there is a reason for you and I and others like us to do what we do, and that is to try and help those who want to know. Not everybody wants to know.
No, but this isn't for any. You're right. This is not for everybody. And anyone who doesn't want it should simply tune out. Go somewhere else.
The reason why the dark side is so much more powerful, so much more successful, is because the dark side, the evil in this world, knows something that they've always known, and that is to gain power in this world.
Uh-huh.
Very simple. Tell the people what they want to hear.
Well, that's what Donald Trump did.
What they want to know.
Exactly. That's what Trump did.
If you tell people, and I've done this before, if you go and you're talking to a large people in a religious setting, if you can tell everyone in the audience, no matter what church they belong to, if you're clever enough to present your message to an audience that tells the audience and proves to the audience what they believe already before you got there, what they believe to be true is true. Mm-hmm. And you can prove it by scriptures and prove it by science to prove what they believe to be true is absolutely true. They will love you. They will shower you with money. They will have you come back and speak, and they will pour blessings upon you and give you money and promote you. And you can fly around in your private jets and have your diamond rings and your women and all kind, and just blow money in all directions. Why? Because you tell the people what they want to hear. And that's what's going on. We call it today religion. And that's too bad, because where it's leading the human race, like I said to you before, we've lost our homes, we've lost our jobs, we've lost our integrity, we've lost our country. The only thing left now to lose is your mind. So most people now are on drugs losing their minds. And
that's a tenuous situation at best. So
is it ever? Yeah. So, but you and I and others like us do what we do because it's the only thing.
What else can we do? I mean, you have to try, and we keep trying. We do reach some, and there are some who still are able to synthesize the information and figure out that things are pretty bad. They get the idea.
But you know what I do, and the reasons behind it is because when I was young, real young, 10, 11 years old, in my early teens, I really wanted to know. I mean, I was really fascinated with knowledge and wisdom and where I came from, and UFOs and aliens and religion and all that kind of thing. I wanted to know. And so I purposely made sure to listen to all the speakers and question them and question everything around me, because I wanted to know. And so this is why I do what I do today. I'm trying in my way to give back to others like me that are young and wanting to know, like I did. I want to be able to give them the benefit of my 60 years of looking at these subjects that young people are now interested in. And so that's why I do what I do. I'm just trying to pay back some of the wonderful lectures and speeches and wonderful people that were there to teach me when I wanted to know. So That's what I'm trying to do, is just spread knowledge and open up the people's minds. Because like I've said, the mind is like a parachute and it don't work if it's not open. So I'm trying to open people up to the fact that we haven't been told the truth on anything.
Nothing.
And
no, I look at this movie Dunkirk that's out now, another great historical lie. That's Hollywood, though.
That's the wood of a holly tree. That's Hollywood. And I'm just amazed. But they're not only propagandizing us, but they make you pay for it. And just keep in mind, too, propaganda does not deceive you. Propaganda helps you to deceive yourself because you want to believe. So if you want to believe, well, then go ahead and believe. Like that maxim in Roman law that says, in ancient Rome, there was a maxim in law that said, for he who would be deceived, let him. So basically, it's just saying, if you want to be deceived, and if you're ignorant enough to buy into something and you want to be deceived, then go ahead. You know, don't complain. Just go on, believe whatever you want. And then when you find out you have been lied to, well, you don't want to believe the lie. You didn't do any research to find out if it's true or not. You know, you're not doing anything to show that you want to know the truth, because God, the Great Spirit, will lead you if you want to know the truth. And if you're really looking, you'll find out what you're looking for. And, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that concept is true. And so,
but how do we get the minds of hundreds of millions and billions of people to get to the point where they actually can push their ego and all of their social, mainstream media, entertainment, digital world programming aside to allow something new and fresh to come in? It's not easy. There's too much noise in the average mind.
The average mind
has been rewired into oblivion. It's like nothing but cul-de-sacs, right?
Yep.
No more main thoroughfares that we used to know, and a mental way. You get on a highway in your mind and you got a new concept and you just race with it and go and go and go and go. Now it's a short attention span. It's like I say, it's like little wires that are just cul-de-sacs. They go nowhere.
That's exactly right. And I spent years and years, you know, before there was any computers. I was back in the 60s and early 60s, 60 and 61, 62, going to university libraries and sitting all day and all night until they asked you to leave, day in and day out, reading, studying, photocopying documents and listening to tapes, lectures, and doing everything I could to research and find out what's going on with the world. And on doing that, you know, on a continual basis over the years, until I finally began to see a pattern emerging in my research. Different words and terms started showing up everywhere. Certain symbols began to present themselves. And after a while, I began to perceive that there has been, from day one, some kind of an all-encompassing, some kind of a mind control that now we're even seeing it in movies. Like, you know, there's been so many movies like They Live, and there's so many movies that are telling you that now, that there is a matrix and that kind of thing. Well, I began to see that, you know, day in and day out, photocopying documents and reading and studying. So I'm totally sure you're right. How in the world are you going to get through to the masses of people who have no idea?
We have no access to the only viable means of mass communication now. We're shut out. So, and even on the internet, we're shut out. Shut out by what? Shut out by noise. Shut out by over a billion different websites. Shut out by the ending. Fascinating. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of very weird Google videos up there. YouTube, but Google owns it. And I mean, there was one, you look over to the right side and there's trucks going across a suspended wooden bridge. God only knows where, India over this 1,000-foot gorge, and they're trying to pass each other on this wooden, suspended, rickety bridge. Cars, trucks, crazy. I mean, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So, you can sit literally and watch YouTube videos all day long.
Yep.
They're fascinating, some of them. I got it. I'm not going to lie. But I have no time for that. It's another time thief is what it is. And that's what these media are all about. Stealing your time, your life.
Yep. And, one day we'll have to do a show, and I want to talk about my experience that I had with Bigfoot. I had my own personal encounter with Bigfoot. And,
well, can we do that pretty soon? Because I keep remembering the wonderful programs that we did years ago where you meticulously took us through the UFO sightings that you had in your area 51, near the little alien inn. You went out in the middle of nowhere at night, and those are in the archives. I'll never forget those stories. Now,
I have so many stories like that I'd love to talk about.
Well, Jordan, we got to share them. We got to get them on in the record, the great archive record book here. So,
well, I just don't want to bore the audience.
Oh, please, come on. No chance. Not a chance. So I'm going to ask you to let me know. I've got some time. Next week, we'll get you on for an hour here. We'll talk about, pick a couple of your good Bigfoot or other strange experiences, and we'll just, look, come on, it's story time. Let's do it.
I'd love to do that, because I do love talking about all the strange things that have happened to me. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Time-wise, how much time do we have left
now? Maybe three.
3 minutes? Okay, well, I guess. We'll just have to talk about some experiences the next time. But I've got some really strange stuff that's happened to me. I really would love to talk to you and the audience about. But I've always shied away from doing that, thinking that people will think you're crazy.
It's a little late to worry about that, Jordan. They've made their minds up long ago, whether you are or you aren't. And
I guess so.
They wouldn't be listening if they thought you were.
So I appreciate that. Then that would be something I would love to do.
I got time next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So think about it and just give me a call or email me. Let me know.
Okay, great. Yeah. Let's do that.
Now,
that sounds good. And I would say that that I have my website, which is jordanmaxwellshow.com. And I also have jordanmaxwellvideos.com. That's kind of new. JordanMaxwellVideos.com, and it's got my two new videos on it, because I've got two brand new videos that I produced.
Yeah, I've been running an ad for a couple months for them.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate that. And you can follow me on Facebook and JordanMaxwellVideos.com on Facebook. And my website is JordanMaxwellShow.com. So if you want to contact me, that's where to go, and send me an email, and I'll try and get back to you. And again, I want to thank you for always being so gracious to let me come on and commiserate with you.
Oh, of
about
course.
The life we have to live.
Well, I honestly think that in this hour, and I know a lot of you out there may not be real comfortable with some of the things we said, but in our estimation, and I can speak for Jordan on this, what has been said this hour is the truth. It's reality. It's what it is. And whether we make it or not, it doesn't look like it, but maybe we will. We need divine or off-planet intervention, or this species is going to be run right into the garbage disposal of history again.
I have said the same thing. If anything is going to come to help us, it will not come from us.
No way.
It will come from something higher that intervenes in our evolution. Something is going to have to intervene that has the power to make things happen. And so I leave that to God. I'll leave it to the spirit world.
Well, I'll leave it to
the best I can do.
The day the earth stood still works for me. The original.
Yeah.
I mean, we need an ultimatum.
Yep.
And that was the ultimate ultimatum movie.
I'll tell you what, I've got some experiences that I really want you to hear now that I'm convinced that it would be all right to do that.
It's story time, Jordan. Come on.
Oh, I love it.
All right. You tell me when you want to do it, and we'll do it.
Okay. All right. And again, thank you for having me on, and let's talk later.
Of course. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Mr. Maxwell, the one and only. All right. Conversation Radio continues for you in just a few minutes.